I sold my car in Carvana last night.
Well, that's cool.
No, you don't understand. It went perfectly. Real offer, down to the penny. They're picking it up tomorrow. Nothing went wrong.
So, what's the problem?
That is the problem. Nothing in my life goes as smoothly. I'm waiting for the catch.
Maybe there's no catch.
That's exactly what a catch would want me to think.
Wow, you need to relax.
I need to knock on wood. Do we have wood? Is this table wood?
I think it's laminate.
Okay, yeah, that's good. That's close enough.
Car selling without a catch. Sell your car today on
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
Back to the phone lines we go. Willie, good morning.
Morning, Neil. How are you?
Well, it started on what kind of jobs people were doing in the 1926 census, what jobs we're doing now, and what jobs people will be doing in 100 years. But you want to look at, again, the societal issue of this. Is that right?
I do. You see, when you're talking about what's going to happen in 100 years' time, you're probably right, Neil, you know, with all the progress that's happening. But is it progress? Is it progress to society, you know? I mean, what about the personal service, the old chat? I mean, I just mentioned a few now. The post office, the baker, the butcher, the hairdresser, the shopkeeper, the echo boy, the pub. You go in and you buy your product, whatever it is. But down through the years, there was always a chat went with it. There's a personal service, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a butcher. I've worked in probably every butcher shop in Cork and every supermarket in Cork down through the decades.
Yeah.
But I remember one in particular, I was in Barrack Street there in the butcher shop, and this particular lady, and all this was happening in most individual butcher shops. But this particular lady was coming down every morning and have the kettle on, will you? She was coming to buy a bit of meat, you know?
Yeah.
You know, go over the mint sort of with his shoe or something like that, no? And she ended up, she was every morning, sometimes she forgot to buy the meat, she'd sit down, she'd always look for the chocolate tart, because I used to love a chocolate slice and a chocolate tart with me tea break every morning.
What's a chocolate top?
A chocolate tart. It's like
tart.
I can't find them anywhere, actually, Neil. And they're the same. They were the same makers as chocolate slices.
If we can find out what they are, we could get the oatmeal confectionery to recreate them.
We'll have a chat with them, no, because they were very, very popular years ago, no. But I can't find them.
Chocolate tart. Were they roundy?
Roundy, like the very same nose, a jam tart, only chocolate with a dab of cream in the middle of it.
I remember them. They were delicious when I was a kid. There's a cousin. They have a cousin then. There'd be another one, was a pink one, and it was a pastry base, cream in the middle of it, covered with usually either pink or green or yellow icing on the outside.
Yeah.
And a little dome on them.
But like those particular chocolate slices and the chocolate tart. Well, I used to have them with me lunch every morning. But sure, she knew the time the kettle went on. Like, she'd come into the butcher shop and say, "Will you have the kettle on?" And we'd laugh at the end of the counter and she'd sit down. Sometimes she went away and forgot to buy the meat, like, you know. And then I'm talking about that social chat that goes with the service. What machine is going to replace that?
No, but here's the thing, right? If you want to turn this into a positive thing, if AI and robotics and cyborgs and automation and computerization takes over everything and there'll be less people working, then the people will have more time to talk. They'll have more time for leisure, more time for conversation, more human interaction, because
you see, they won't have the jobs. They won't have the jobs to go and go to work in the morning and chat with people.
What else are they going to do? This could be as soon as 10 or 20 years, incidentally. But if they haven't got as much work, like the working week is reducing all of the time. We're not too far away now from a 4-day week. And after that, it could be a 3.5. You see that working from home started all of that. So people will have more leisure time.
Yeah, but you're still taking away from the point, Neil. Look, the post office. So you remember down through the decades, the small post offices around the city. And people, the old pensioner went out, the lady went out, and she might have got a taxi to the post office. But she could spend an hour in the post office talking to her friends. And that was her weekly outing. That was her chat with her people. Then post offices are now dying one by one.
Yeah.
And that lady had nowhere to go. Mm. You have the butcher shop here, that has the kettle on, the baker. The hairdresser, how many people, what machine is going to cut?
Yeah, listen, I 100% get what you're saying. The self-service checkouts, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, you know. You go into, where was I yesterday? I went into Aldi and Douglas. They got about 6 lanes in there. All the lanes were closed. There was nobody on the tills, zero. But people were queuing to use the self-service. Now, that's scary.
And it's bad for business because half people are afraid of those machines. I won't go near them because I just want to go in to talk to somebody and buy the Echo or buy a bar of chocolate and say thank you and bye-bye now. You can't say thank you to a machine.
It's just so lovely. It is lovely, yeah. It is.
You know,
yeah.
You can't say thank you to a machine, right? The Echo Boy, give an example. I won't buy an Echo in a shop. I was an Echo Boy years ago, Neil. And I'd always support the Echo Boy. I prefer to go over and have a bit of a crack with the Echo Boy and buy the Echo off them. And there's shops around me all over the place. I can go in and just take an Echo. I'd have a chat with the Echo Boy first. That's only a small idea. Of what
I'd say the Echo would prefer you to buy the Echo wherever you can buy the Echo and then have a chat with the person who's selling it to you at the cash desk.
Will he ever go there? I suppose he's saying, I have a job to do here. Will he ever walk on?
The queue of people behind you. Because you want to have the personal touch. No, you're right. Technology will never replace any of that. But I'm wondering, will it enhance it? There'll be, like, I know what you're saying. There'll be no, couriers will be gone, right? Freight, movement of freight will all be automated. Taxi drivers will be gone. All gone. Because it'll be autonomous self-drive cars. Gone. People who deliver post, all gone.
What machine is going to replace a lady getting her hair done of a Saturday morning? And it chats with the girl.
A robotic cyborg hairdresser who probably won't be able to have a kind of a chin wag, but will cut and style the hair an awful lot better.
Would you go under one of them?
Would I go under one of them? I wouldn't.
One of those robots.
Well, listen, the amount of time it takes to cut my hair, like, I'm in and out. It's a number two blade all around, thin it out on top.
I remember when you had it down to your shoulders.
They were great days, man. But that was a long time ago. So I'd be slightly worried that the robot might take off half an ear. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Tell me the robot that's going to go into the butcher shop. And if I go into a butcher shop and I can have really cut two lamb chops there for me, what robot is going to do that?
That's right. Good man. Fair play. Anyway, I want to, just before you leave you, these cakes, right? Somebody said they were called pyramid cakes. Is that? Do you recognise that?
I remember the pyramid cakes. It was Harrington's Cakes used to make them.
What?
Harrington's Cakes. They were out in the Common Road at the time.
Yeah.
Harrington's Cakes. I'm going back decades now, Neil. They were pyramid cakes. They were all colours and they were kind of sandwich cake, you know. But no, there'll be nothing better for me, the chocolate slice and the chocolate tart.
The chocolate tart then, okay, let's see if we can resurrect it or see if anybody is making them.
No, tis a jam tart replaced by chocolate, but there's a dab of cream in the middle of it as well.
All right, and it was round, wasn't it, on a pastry base?
Yeah, the very same as a jam tart if you're eating a jam tart.
Except did it not have paste, did it not have icing over it, no?
No. Just chocolate.
Ah, chocolate now I have you, my friend. Okay. I'm on the case. Let's see if we can bring it back to life. Cheers for now, Willie. Take care. Text 0868 104 106.